Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So there was a person who used to be on the board of directors of the United Way with me. Her name is Alma Harrell, and she said something to me that always stuck with me. And I asked her, Alma, how you doing? And she'd go, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And I think Alma really got it. Now, there's a song by John Lennon. You may have heard it back in the 70s, 80s. It's called Instant Karma. And we live in a very instant world nowadays where we can get anything almost immediately. I mean, online, you can order food and have it delivered to you. You can find information at the tip of your fingers. There are so many things that we can get almost immediately. We've come to expect things on demand. Karma, my friends, is not one of those things. So yesterday I had a pretty good day. Woke up in the morning, went to church. And we can only do that online in Illinois because of restrictions. So I'm watching and they have this segment that says, hey, donate $25 to feed a family this Thanksgiving. And I said, okay, clicked on the button, donated. Next thing that happens, I went to Walmart and there was a gentleman in front of me who had a Vietnam vet hat on and a U.S. flag mask. And I just had this sense overcome me. And I said, you know what? I need to help. I mean, he had pasta and he had some donuts in his cart. Nothing all that crazy or expensive. And he's standing there with cash in his hand. And I said, sir, excuse me, do you mind if I pay for your groceries? The look on his face was like, wow, not at all. So took my card, put it in there, paid for his groceries, off he went. The girl at the checkout counter said, man, people don't do that often enough. And I said, yeah, I know, I agree. Felt compelled. Then I took my wife's car to go get it filled with gas and make sure her tires were filled and, you know, wanted her to be safe. So as a karma day goes, it felt like pretty good karma. Then we're sitting down, we order a pizza, we're going to watch TV, 60 minutes in a couple of shows we watch on Sundays. Turn the TV on, we're watching the commercials, and click, all of a sudden the TV goes off. Now, I spent the next half hour trying to, you know, plug it in, unplug stuff, do everything I could. I could not get that TV to power on. Now, over the years, I've had love-hate relationships with televisions. One that I bought back in 1997 was a 36-inch. It was a tube TV, and I bought it at a Best Buy. And so I had to drive all the way to Downers Grove, pick out the one I wanted, get the deal that I needed. And it was too big to fit in my car, which was a Saturn at the time. So I had to take it out of the box, throw the box away, put the darn TV in my trunk, and get it home. And it was heavy. So I lifted it up, put it in the cabinet, plugged it in, getting ready to sit down and watch something, and boom, nothing. I tried everything. So eventually, Best Buy said, bring it back. I did, so I had to lug it back in the car. Guess what? They didn't have a replacement, so I had to wait 2 weeks to get a new TV, and I had to do the same thing over again. Man, that thing was heavy. Then when we moved into this house, we have this huge wall in our family room. And you can't put a 36-inch TV there, so we bought a big one. I ended up getting a rear projection screen that was just huge. Now, in order for me to get that, my wife wanted the cabinetry to go around it. So the TV was $5,000, the cabinet was $3,000, and we had this beautiful wall unit with this great TV. Well, that one lasted about 10 years, and poof, it was out. I tried to get it repaired, couldn't do it. So that had to go. My wife said to me, she says, listen, we have this big space. I want you to fill it. So I had to go find a new TV to fit that space that wasn't a rear projection. So I ended up buying a plasma TV at a place called Tiger Direct. And I had to go there and pick it up. But luckily, at the time, I had an SUV and was able to fit this big 64-inch TV into my car and bring it home. That was the one that died yesterday, 9 or 10 years after I bought it. So lo and behold, here I am sitting here going, that karma didn't match up. Luckily, we bought this little 32-inch for our bedroom, so I pulled that one downstairs, and we finished our dinner, and we watched TV. And the thing that came on was this 60-minute segment about kids who could not go to school because their parents had to move because they lost their job during the pandemic, and this woman was going around trying to find these kids. And you're sitting here going, you know what? I'm too blessed to be stressed. It also made me think about, what business are we really in? When I sit down and look at Amazon, you know, it's obviously a big business that sells a lot of things. But the biggest thing about it is a business based around getting things to your house. It's a convenience business. I no longer have to go to Best Buy or to Tiger Direct to pick up a TV or even shop for one. I can do it online and they deliver it to the house. And if you have Amazon Prime, that's free. That alone is worth the price of admission. And I'm here to tell you that TV only costs $700 with tax and everything. So it cost me about a third of what that second TV cost me. So let me ask you about your business. There are three things I think that all of us are in. Number one, I think we're in the people business. And the key thing that I think that we do as business people is we enhance relationships. So the question you have to ask yourself is, whose relationship are you enhancing and how are you doing it? The second thing that I think we're in is the improvement business. How do you make things better? What was the problem that somebody was having that you were able to offer a solution to? And how did you make it better than the competition? And the final thing I think that we're in is the results business. What are the outcomes that we create for our customers, whether we're selling a product or a service? And the question, by working with you, how can you provide better outcomes for them? So, if you think about it, we're not necessarily in the business that we think about, like Amazon is in the product selling business. It's in the convenience business. So I think we have to ask ourselves, what business are we really in? And how do we make the world a better place? In the song Instant Karma, John Lennon says, "Why in the world are we here? Surely not to live in pain and fear. Why on earth are you there? You're everywhere. Come on and get your share." Well, we all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. Well, we all shine on. Everyone, come on. So with that being said, be thankful about what you have. And remember what Alma said. I think we're all too blessed to be stressed. So I hope you found this interesting. If you do, it would help if you would leave us a review on iTunes. Share this with your friends. Most importantly, be thankful that we can actually listen to things like this podcast today. And I appreciate you and your time.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.